lab girl corrected a kid that was saying some really bad stuff. Now, this kid's not a niece or a nephew. It's not her child. It was actually a kid at, like, little daycare, the thing that she watches. I mean, how would you feel if some woman or some guy comes up and corrects your kid, even if your kid's being a little brat or a little turd? 833-JOE-ALEX. Did she do the right thing by correcting this kid, or should she kind of just, you know, mind her own business? That's not her job to step in and do that. Liv, what exactly happened yesterday?
So I was watching a kid in the kids club, and they were in there by themselves. So there was no other kids around. So it was just me and him. And he starts just saying very inappropriate things. And one, if I was a parent, I would be absolutely mortified. And two, if there were other kids around, I would be mortified for those other kids.
Like, what was the kid saying that was so bad?
He was saying, like, kind of racist comments. And I was just, like, dumbfounded almost, because I just, when something like that happens, like, you expect a kid to say, like, oh, like, butt cheeks or whatever. Like, he calls me butt cheeks all the time. And, like, it's, like, inappropriate and stupid. And I'm like, hey, like, you know, we don't say that in here or whatever. But it's really hard to manage that daycare, because there's kids. Some kids' parents don't care if they say shut up or hate. And then other kids' parents say that shut up and hate are bad words. So it's hard to kind of regulate the room.
Liv, I really want to help out and paint the picture. So I have some audio of some kids saying some really bad things. Joe, will you play that?
When you're taking a you should, like, always make sure your body's clean. Like, don't leave on yourself.
Oh, my.
Wow. Like, is that what they were saying yesterday?
No. I mean, they weren't actually using cuss words.
You're kidding me, right?
I can see those kids, like, they're, like, taking no crap from Liv. Like, hey, go yourself.
Yeah, no. No kid has said that to me. I've had a kid, you know,
hey, lady, suck my
I've had a kid curse, but generally, like, my kind of role is, like, if you are in the kids club, I'm in charge. So you follow the kids club's rules. So
yeah, well, it sounds like you're answering your own question.
I know, but here's the thing, Alex, you don't understand. I have been, like, saying, like, hey, you know, I'll use a random name, Tommy, we don't use that kind of language in the kids club. I'm in charge, okay? And we don't use that kind of language
hey, Liv,
in here.
Hey, Liv, kiss my
But then
care.
I've had parents come in and be really upset with me that I was disciplining their kids, being like, you're not their parent. You're not their nanny.
Oh, brother.
Like, how dare you?
Joe, Alex, what do you think? Should Liv have done something? Should she have stepped in and said, we don't use that kind of language, Tommy, you little racist punk. 833-563-2539. So how did Tommy in the situation react when you said, hey, I don't like your little racist mouth?
He just kind of stared at me with, like, a blank stare and, like, slowly walked away and just acted like it didn't happen.
Well, how old is this kid?
He's 6.
Ooh.
So
the racism is deep in him.
Here's the thing, too, is that, like, obviously, like, you never know, like, they have to be hearing that from somewhere. So you don't know if that's a parent. But then at the same time, with access, with kids' access to YouTube and with Netflix and just, like, all of the access to the internet, like, almost every kid in there has, like, their own iPad, like a lot of them do. So you don't know what kind of videos they're watching, they're looking up. You don't know, like, where this language is coming from.
Was the kid just saying, like, in a rap song, for example, that might say the N-word, for example, or was he actually saying, like, this person is a blank, you're a blank? Like, was it targeted or just random, you know,
no.
Inappropriate words?
Well, so here's the it wasn't random inappropriate words. It's not like they were saying, like, inappropriate words. It was just, like, broad kind of stereotype statements, and not it was just and there were no other kids in there, so it's not like he was pointing to a kid and being like, hey, you're a this, or
okay,
you know, you do this,
so
or
you
whatever.
Can't give us an example. It's not radio friendly.
I mean, I can, like, it, I just, like, I feel uncomfortable even, like, repeating it, but it's not like any foul language was
I'm afraid
used.
Liv's going to say something that'll get us fined. Like, why don't you tell, because we have a bunch of calls I want to get to.
Yeah.
833-JOE-ALEX. Why don't you tell me real quick off air, and we'll make sure we can properly say it, just because I like to have our license in the
right.
Show and stuff.
Exactly.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX, what do you think? Did Liv do the right thing and say, hey, we're not going to talk that way. We don't say that. Or if that was your kid, you'd be like, listen, I'll handle that at home. How dare you discipline my little boy? So what if he's a piece of doesn't matter. He's my little piece of Do you want to swear, Alex?
No, I'm good.
You can say any word.
I'm good.
And I can fix it. All right, we'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Be careful with what you say, but tell me a couple of things over the course of an hour or so. This kid just made really ignorant racist statements, which probably came from home. But like, what's one example of what he said? You're like, oh my God.
He said that, this breaks my heart. He says that Indians smell and they don't brush their teeth.
Like, what parent says that? Because obviously the kid doesn't, I don't remember being a kid picking that up. That'd be something like a racist family or like an ignorant family member would say.
And I tried to be like, where did you hear that? And like he just like ignored me.
What else did this kid say over the course of an hour? You're like, listen, you cannot say that.
He said like Asians have yellow like skin.
I am so worried about this kid. Like, Alex, you do stuff with CASA, like child advocates. Like, is this something you report? Like, you let people know, like, this is kind of the house the kid's growing up in?
Yes.
Because that is just so messed up.
But, and here's the thing. I know his parents. Like, I see them all the time. And, like...
Did you say something to the parents, like, when it was done, like, hey, little Jimmy said this today?
I didn't say anything to the parents
You gotta say something.
Geez. I mean, I said something to the kid.
You have to tell the parents when their kid misbehaves. You are the guardian or the adult in charge. When your kid, when they're in your care and they do something, you have to tell them.
If he's saying this to me, I guarantee this is not the first time his parent
and
has
don't you
heard
think
this.
That would have been a good lesson is that there that might be a wake-up call for them, like, hey, your racist conversation your kid is picking up on and they are telling
other
people.
I have no idea if this is coming from his parent at the same time.
So what? That's why they should know.
That's why you probably wouldn't
want to
tell
them. Here's the thing. What if it is coming from the parent and then like that's backlash on me? I don't want to get
fired. Who
cares?
If you're unable to have these conversations, you can't be in this position. You have to have these hard conversations with the parents when it comes to the kids you're watching.
Lindsay is on the Joe and Alex Show. Lindsay, what did you want to say?
Hi, guys. So I completely think that Liv was in the right to correct that child. First of all, that child is in a public area with other children. You don't know what those other children are thinking or how their parents raised them. So there's no reason for that child to be, you know, whether he's cussing or making racial comments. I absolutely think that Liv has the right to correct that child because that could affect the other children when they go home.
Do you think she should have said something to the parents? Because she told
Absolutely.
The kid, but she didn't say anything to the mom or the dad.
Yeah, and I was going to say something about that too, Liv. You definitely should say something to the parents if you're concerned about it. And if they do give you backlash for it, then maybe they shouldn't have their kids in a public daycare.
Yeah,
if
right.
If they don't want that, then they don't need to have their kids in a public daycare.
I know, and especially coming from Alex, who always says, I'm so scared of confrontation. Confrontation scares me so much. I hate it. Blah, 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 blah. You have no idea what it's like to be in there with all of these parents when literally they look at me like,
I do this. I volunteer working, telling parents things they don't want to hear, telling them their kids could be taken away from them. You have, when it comes to a child's safety and their well-being, you do have to have hard conversations.
Here's the difference. You're in a different position than I am because that's literally what your job is. My job is a random job at a gym where I'm watching them.
You are in charge of watching the kids
Frisbee for
and their
an
well-being.
Hour.
That includes discipline for the 1 hour that they are in your care.
Well, yeah, exactly. So I disciplined the kid and said, hey, we don't do that here.
Liv, did you actually tell your supervisor? Is that something you're required to do? Like, is there like a boss like, hey, this happened with a child today?
I mean, no, we're not really required to with the supervisor. But like, I mean, if they're getting violent, then that is something that like we tell our supervisor.
Whitney's on the Joe and Alex Show, 833 Joe Alex. Whitney, what did you want to say?
I would say that I would appreciate her saying that because my son should know better for one. But when they get around other kids, you know, they try to be cool and act like they can say whatever. But I would appreciate her saying something because my son certainly knows better. He's 6 and I would be embarrassed.
I would too. Hey, Whitney, thanks for calling in. Lexi's on the Joe and Alex Show. Lexi, you work at a daycare, so what's that like?
It's nice, but the thing is most parents, they get mad if you do something. Like, I had a kid who honestly said some very racist things too, and I talked to the parent, and you know they didn't do much, but another kid learned it, and then they got mad at me, like, you know, why didn't you tell me? It's just basically I can't win in a situation.
Can you kick
you know?
A kid out like that? Like if little Jimmy's a little racist and says like the N-word every day, can you say, hey, he's no longer allowed here because he's affecting other kids?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, to a point, we can. There's like. It's a whole thing with, you know, whether they can get kicked out or not. But I mean, like, I have to write this stuff down, and, you know, then it's up to my boss what to do. But
I'd be shoving a bar of soap in that kid's mouth. I don't know if you're legally allowed to do that, but he'd be eating some Dial for sure.
I feel what she's saying too. And like, it's even different being in daycare, because parents will take what their kids' daycare leaders or teachers or whatever take more seriously. They have more credibility than I do.
Let's go to Alice. We'll wrap things up with her. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Alice, what do you want to say?
Liv, I totally agree with you. Kids need rules. They need rules. They need discipline. They crave this stuff, you know? And the fact that I'm a preschool teacher and most kids act better for people than they do for their parents, like, to be completely honest. And no matter if the parent is mad at you or not, Liz, sometimes you got to put those big girl panties right on and do what you got to do. It's for the best, it's for the safety and the best of the kid. You know right what I'm saying? So even if, like Alex said, this could have been a real eye-opener for the parents, like, right, man, he's doing this stuff in public. You know, it's time to get in that ass.
Right.
Like, seriously. I'm a black teacer. Right. I'm a black teacher at a predominantly white school. And I've been there for the last 5 years. And only out of those 5 years, one time have I had a child say something about my race.
Hey, Alice, we actually have a kid on the phone real quick. I want to hear how you react to this.
Oh, stop.
You're f-ing kidding me, right?
I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I mean, if it was my kid, I would smack them in the mouth immediately.
All right, Alice, thank you for calling in.
And so, okay, maybe Alex and everyone is right. Next time I should say something to the parent, but I will say, one time there was someone in there who worked in that daycare, the workout daycare, and they hid the kitchen toys because there was one kid in there that would dump all of them out, spread them all over the room, would sometimes throw them. So she hid them while the kid was in there because she was like, he clearly does not know. He can't respect the toys, so he's not playing with them, and he's ruining it for the other kids.
Okay.
So other parents complained to some of the supervisors and said, this girl is so mean. She won't let the kids play with the kitchen toys. Blah, blah, blah. She got fired.
So you think you're going to get fired for calling out a racist
kid? I'm nervous. I'm nervous about it. Look, I need a second job.
But you work, okay. I mean, we're getting deep into that. I get your fear of that, but I mean,
it's just a real fear. Maybe from now on, I should say something to the parent.
Definitely. I think that's a general consensus from daycare people and everybody here on the show. So who have no kids except for dogs. If my dog's Benny and Paddington bark, I'd say, hey! Not in this house.
How it is with people that don't have kids. We always still think that we'd be the best parents ever. Until we actually get them, then we'll realize.